Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good. So Bobby and Steve Lee are today's guests, and they're hilarious.
Yeah, amazing.
They had us laughing most of the time, but then it did also get serious.
I
lost it in this episode.
Oh, God. It was beautiful. I mean, it ran the gamut. I mean, because mm-hmm. Bobby is an insane person, and he's got a foot fetish, and he's
and
hysterical.
So and is Steve.
Steve is equally
insane.
As funny and insane.
Yeah.
But when they had to sort of talk to each other about what they loved about each other and what they wished for each other, it was like I was crying.
So
it was beautiful.
Well, I also got really emotional because of the way that Bobby handles his situations in his life that have happened. You know, he talks very openly about being molested as a kid,
mm-hmm.
but he is funny about it, and he kind of, and I just couldn't handle it.
I know. Well, I mean, obviously he's covering up a lot of pain.
Yeah, it just hit me, remember? And I really had a moment with it.
All right, well, you guys judge for yourself.
But
how
I
much
really,
pain is Bobby Lee actually covering up?
But I really love them talking about their parents, how their parents met, their relationship with their parents. San Diego, they grew up in Southern California,
mm-hmm.
and they are both wrestlers.
Yeah.
They both do stand-up comedy.
Both addicts. They are just so supportive of each other's careers, especially Steve. He just revered Bobby. It was really sweet.
I know. Anyway, you'll not want to miss Steve's cowboy rap.
Oh my God, that's right.
So here is Bobby and
Enjoy.
Steve Lee.
This is a good one.
Before we start this episode, I just want to send Oliver and my condolences to the Lee family. After we interviewed them, their father passed away, and so we are sending love and light.
Okay, so I do all like the heavy lifting and the reading, and then Oliver freestyles.
Okay.
That's kind of
okay.
How this yeah. is. That's kind of how this.
That's
is.
Like how you do yours. You don't research much, right?
No, I don't do really any because when I do, I fuck it up. Can I swear on this? Is it?
Yeah. Oh okay, God. Yeah.
I fuck it up.
So what I know about you guys now is that what you're the older brother, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the younger brother.
Yes.
You basically followed in every single one of his footsteps in terms of wrestling, because you wrestled as well in
wow.
high school.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
How do you know that?
And because...
she does research.
Because I'm reading up. I've got okay. so much.
Oh, she did.
Right?
Oh, big.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So you...
She knows so many things about you. Wiener size.
And so, and then you also then got into comedy.
Well, I took a crack at it.
And you... had already gotten into comedy.
I was in comedy, and then he started many, many years later, and then he opened for me in...
We don't have to get into that.
I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, okay.
He opened for me in Arizona.
Tempe Improv.
The Tempe Improv.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He ate it so bad.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no. Was this your first gig?
No, he had been doing open mics around L.A.
I choked so hard.
Do you remember your opening joke?
It was like the worst dream you could have.
Do you remember your opening joke?
Do your rap. Do the rap you did on stage.
Well, first,
do the rap you did on stage.
So firstly, it was a 4th of July or a New Year. It was one of those shows.
New Year's.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Like the Palladium, the upstairs was packed.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was packed.
It was at the Palladium.
No,
not
the
Palladium.
What
do
you call
it?
Was it the Improv?
It's the second.
It was like a Palladium. It's a big gig, Bobby.
Right. The balcony was full. The balcony was full.
Okay. It was a full house.
Yeah.
I got a bloody nose walking up to the stage.
Because the altitude.
Maybe, or yeah. Arizona. Yeah. And then I was like,
dry. It's dry.
Yeah. So I tried to
like. It's like below sea level.
Yeah, but it's dry there.
It was dry.
Okay.
And so. the one thing he gave me pointers before I actually went on stage. He goes, I love you. Try your best. The one thing I'm asking you to do is engage with the crowd. Okay. Acknowledge them. And that's the main thing I didn't do. So I walked up there and then I was like, I had a cowboy bit where.
Do the bit.
I do a song where it's like a cowboy trying to do like make it in the rap game. Yeah, and I was like, I had this thing called like $40 bidder. So I was like, $40 bidder, $40, you know, bid-a-bye, you know, $40 bidder, $40 bidder, 40. Yeah, I'll put your face in the manure. My brain is the computer. You know, you mess with my style, I get my cousin Cooter. You know, like I kept going. Yeah. I did this whole rap. I was just, and then I was like $40 bid, $40.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is, there's no jokes. Yeah. There's no jokes. I'm like 40, and then like I get done with my rap. You know, and then I get done, and then I like look up.
Yeah.
And it was like a sea of silence.
Oh, my God.
I remember one lady in the front row, like, she was crossing her legs like this, like.
Oh, oh no. Oh. Now, that's why I feel like stand-up comedy is like, when you get up there, there's going to be a moment as a stand-up comedian that you're going to choke, you're going to bomb. Yeah. People aren't necessarily going to, you know, you're going to have an off day.
But let's go back for a second, because I want to go back into, like birth.
What
part of Korea were you born in?
I love you for that. That was a good one. Good job. Oliver, good one. But I told you, you know, I already told you. You already know, right? And he brings that up. He on set, he'll say he's North Korean, talk about North Korea, you know what I mean? And I'm always like, I'm not North Korean. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. And you also like to bring up my love life.
I do.
We're going to talk about all of this.
Yeah, but no, for real. Where were you guys born?
I was born in San Diego, and right. So was my brother.
Yeah.
Both San Diego.
Yeah, both
San
Diego. Sharp Hospital. Other you know what hospital?
Sharps.
Yeah.
Other brothers and other brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I'm still nervous.
This is just us.
Like
two.
The whole time, I'm just in my head.
You're right. You're doing
this
Steve.
Is crazy.
Steve. Steve. This is, Steve. Yeah. Live in the moment.
Yeah, I know. I like. I'm really.
You're
enjoying
killing.
It.
You're doing
I'm
well. Be yourself.
You're doing great.
This is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just can't
okay.
Believe
so you were born in San Diego.
Just the yes. two of you, though.
Yeah. Yeah
now
yeah,
your
yeah.
parents.
Oh yeah. Our
okay.
Parents,
so parents.
Yeah.
Parents. I know they had a store. They were in the garment industry.
Fashion gal.
Fashion gal. Yeah. But let's talk about were they born in America? Were
no.
they born
no, my
in
parents,
Korea?
Okay, so my parents were both born in Korea. They lived during the Korean War. As children, and they didn't meet in Korea. They met in a nightclub in LA in the late 60s.
Ooh.
And the reason why they talked to each other, from what my dad says, they were the only ones that knew Korean in the club. Like, everyone else is white. So they just kind of looked, my dad just looked at the only Korean that was there and just walked up to her, you know.
Wait,
said,
that's not how I remember it.
Okay, so what was your recollection of this?
A club? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
So where did
no,
they
my
meet?
Mom, my dad stalked my mom.
Oh, really?
Oh.
The stalking would later.
I didn't know
so
about the club
thing.
So they
met in the nightclub, and then dad stalked mom. And did mom feel...
No, mom left the state because of my dad.
Yeah.
What are you talking
so
about?
Like,
because he was a
kimchi,
stalker?
Like bring kimchi to her?
No, not kimchi.
But he followed her to like the Midwest somewhere. I know, like Delaware.
Really?
Well, then you
it's
guys,
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Can I just say it?
Okay, sorry.
Let me just say it because you don't know the information.
Okay, okay.
All right, you're just making it up.
No, I'm not making it up. I mean,
there's no
mom
kimchi.
Told me.
There's
mom
no
told me too. Mom told me too.
Was there not kimchi?
There was no kimchi.
100%?
Was there no kimchi involved in this?
Factual thing? I don't know exactly.
Let's get Bobby's perception of mom and dad meeting. And the process up to when she actually said yes in like a couple sentences. And then we're going to get Steve's perception.
Mm-hmm. Kate Hudson, may I say something? Kate Hudson?
Yeah.
The nightclub thing, right? Uh-huh. It could have been something that I made up to embellish the story.
Dude, he exaggerates.
Yeah. Right.
He admitted it.
So there probably was kimchi.
Exactly.
There probably was kimchi.
He just admitted it.
Okay,
so now what
keep
is...
going.
All right.
What
so,
happened?
All right. So I'm not specifically... I might have made that up,
okay.
All right? So let's just put that aside.
Okay.
And I know, and to your fans and to everyone in the room, I apologize, and I'm owning up to my character defects.
Okay.
Okay.
And
I
my
love
lies.
That about you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a, like the most forgiving person on the planet.
Thank
so
you,
Kate
Hudson.
I forgave you before you even apologized.
All right. So I think family members or whatever knew my mom and dad, and they were introduced in that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I do know for a fact that my mom left the state because my dad, he's an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So they met and they dated a couple times. My dad got aggressive or was a little, she didn't like him. I know that. And I know that she was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. So she moved to Wisconsin. Mm. My dad bought steak.
Like
meat.
Omaha?
I don't know where that steak comes from, but I know.
That's where Ollie was conceived.
Really?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. Ooh, the connections.
Yeah.
So, a cellular connection.
Yeah. And he found out where she lived in Wisconsin.
Crazy.
Knocked on the door.
Not good.
And I know.
Okay.
And it wasn't at night, though. It was like probably during the day.
Oh, that's better.
And he had a slab of steak because Koreans love meat. And then she went, oh, this guy got me steak, right?
That's like a dowry. That's like a big thing.
It's a big thing for Koreans, I guess. Right. You know. And then I don't know, but I'm just assuming. Okay. And then I guess she went, oh, I got to give him another shot. And then he chilled. He realized, you know, I have to like get this lady to marry me before I act myself.
Mm. So he put on a thing.
For a couple, maybe a year and a half. Mm. They get married.
Okay.
And then he went crazy.
Stevie can't. I got it. Stevie, okay,
go ahead, Steve.
Go.
No, I am agreeing with him. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kimchi. I didn't know it was meat. I didn't know it was steak.
That's what it was.
So I thought it was kimchi.
So he didn't go
to
Wisconsin.
So he might be lying about the meat too.
So he didn't.
I'm not lying about. I'm going to call my mom. I'm not lying about the meat.
Okay. Or I might be wrong.
Yeah, but maybe your dad brought kimchi instead of steak.
No, he didn't, because my brother doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's why I like you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I like it, because you're.
But it makes sense,
you know,
because he knew that
you're the logical
he
guy.
Knew that your dad brought her.
We gotta call mom.
Okay, yeah. Can I just say something real quick before we even continue? I just need you. All right, my brother is playing a game with you. Okay.
I'm not playing any.
Yeah,
games.
You are.
I'm so scared right now, man. This is crazy.
Hey, Bobby, how do you?
I
how
just
do
can't
you?
Believe
how
I'm
do you know
man.
I'm not playing a
this
game
is
with
crazy,
you right
man.
You're not playing because I know you.
No, yeah. You don't.
I know, but
not in this setting.
Yeah. I don't know you in this setting.
Yeah,
but I kind of know the foundation that you live by.
Yeah,
and the house they built. You know, not on sand, but on concrete. Yeah. And I don't know what
you
I'm
don't
playing,
have to stand up. You could sit down.
I can sit down. Yeah.
You don't have to stand
but the thing
up.
Is
with authority.
This,
like that.
I have a general idea and a good feeling about you, and I think that you're a good dude.
I am. Thank you, and I love you.
I found this out later, but my dad, like he drank a lot. Mm-hmm. He was running 3 clothing stores, but he also had a very, very, very bad temper. And I didn't find this out till later, but I guess he was like chasing my mom down the hallway, and then like she had to barricade the door. You know, I mean, this guy was he was a red zone, like
abusive,
like Genghis Khan.
Was it abusive?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I didn't find that out. My mom has a tooth, but I didn't know, like they didn't explain that to me till later in life, like in my 30s or whatever. That,
yeah, she has a missing she has tooth
dude,
that
my
she
dad,
had to get replaced
my
because my dad punched her
knocked
mouth.
Her out, knocked her mouth out.
Oh my
dude.
God!
Back in the day, back when there was like you know pioneers and people that lived in the frontier or whatnot, you would get married, right? So you wouldn't necessarily go, "I'm marrying this woman because she's hot." Mm-hmm. And she's got a great personality. No, she has the body to mow the plow with the cow. You know what I mean? And she's sturdy, right? And those kind of things were mixed into it. And my parents, once they got married, it was like a lifelong thing. You know,
no matter what.
You know, matter
but
what.
That's what we had a conversation on set the other day, and that's what you believe. You're like, when you get married, that's it. I'm so sick of all of these people not being together. And I was like, well, what if you're unhappy? What if you're falling out of love? And you were like, that's bullshit. You stick together no matter what. Are you married?
Oh, no.
No, no.
No. Yeah. I have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, 2 years. Two and a half years.
Okay, so you're the firstborn in San Diego. When did your parents, do they have a lot of sex? Did they have a lot of sex prior to conceiving you?
Oh, yeah, but I would assume it was not the kind of sex that you and I partake in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like, lay on your stomach.
Oh, so believe
yeah, and she's like,
oh my
but at least she's like, what? Lay stomach.
I want to look at your eye.
Right? No, lay on stomach. Right? And she lays on her stomach. Squeeze a cheek together. Right,
but can I just, you know, have some space?
No! Squeeze together. My dick is so small, right? And then he's just like, like a rabbit. Hey, 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 you know what I mean? Right? And she's just like, you know what I mean? It's one of those kind of things, you know? Yeah, I don't think it was like, you know, a candle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's put on like Roxy Music Avalon.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right? Yeah, it's more like.
So your mom probably had, it was not enjoyable whatsoever. For her.
I don't see it that way. No.
Right.
I think my dad's more of old school.
Okay. You know do I mean? You
prison,
think
like a prison?
Do you think the and this goes to the esoteric? Do you think the way you were conceived maybe sort of like dictates who you are now as a person?
I think my brother and I are lucky in the sense that you know when you're in an environment like that, a lot of people. I mean, my brother and I turned to drugs. That's why I've been sober. My brother's been sober for
10 years.
Yeah.
Who was first? Who was into drugs first?
This was the other thing that was interesting. Yeah. He went to rehab. Then you went to rehab.
Yeah.
There's an interesting statistic: kids who have older siblings who smoke or drink are twice as likely to do basically the same things.
Oh, yeah.
Do you blame your brother for those types?
No, that's a real question though.
Do you find that because did you look up to Bobby?
Oh, I still do. Yeah.
Right, you still do. So did you see him going down this path and want to mimic him? Maybe even subconsciously. You know?
No. Although, because I remember going to the rehab in Oceanside and like going into the room and walking around the facility, and we had family week at the McDonald's Center, and so I knew better, but I was in such pain when I choked at the state tournament that was like the only thing I could like that would bring me.
My brother was a straight A student.
Yeah,
he was a Christian.
I went to church, dude.
Mm. He had Bible.
And went to Bible studies.
Message like. Passages from the Bible and
I had passages of the Bible in my room because our house was haunted too, bro. Right. Like in Poway,
right. It was like Kevin Spacey's house in like that Seven.
Dude, right. There was like a burial ground. Like yeah. We lived. The all house right. Was on like this plot of like
an Indian burial
yeah,
ground
or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they tried to possess me one night.
My brother
really?
Was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who, did you see an entity?
They held me down. I had Bible verses.
Right.
They held me down, and then.
Who's they?
The spirits, the ghosts.
Did you see them?
No, but they held me. I couldn't move. But then I heard.
It says sleep paralysis.
And then I heard, and then the whispers.
Do the whispers.
Oh, interesting. I can, you know all about this, right?
Well, that's that I did, I guess, yeah.
So there's a couple reasons for that. Like there's the scientific reason that people would tell you what it is. And then there's like people who really believe in things like you and I do.
Yeah.
There's another reason for that. Too, which is a whole other podcast episode. But
wow, that's crazy.
I did experience it, but because I started doing drugs at the age of 12, I was doing meth at 13, right?
What?
I went to many institutions before I even went to high school, really. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just lockup units.
He was supposed to wrestle his senior year, 112 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. And I couldn't do it.
And so the wrestling coach, like, shunned, like, treated him like he was dead.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, is it drug-fueled paranoia? Is it real? I mean, I don't really know. So it's like, you know, I believe what I felt, and I feel like I was possessed. And I got up from my bed, and I ran to the swimming pool. Because we had a swimming pool.
In the pool, yeah.
And I jumped in the pool to get myself out, and it woke me up.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. But I was literally, like, being possessed.
And then I asked my mom and dad later in life, like, and they're like, oh, yeah, we had a, it was only on that side of the house, but they like would park their car and then run to their master bedroom. Like there was like something going on that side of the house, man. I'm telling you.
Did you guys have love? I mean, did your parents love you? I mean, did you feel love from your parents?
Oh, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, my dad would still, in a sober, you know, he would look and go, I love you. And then he would like kiss you on the cheek or whatever. Yeah. Right? I mean, obviously there is love, but my dad had untreated alcoholism, and he's still not sober. I mean, he has a stroke. So
even
he's on
in
medication.
His state, he's still drinking.
He doesn't drink anymore.
He can't drink.
He
right
can't
now.
Drink now because my mom
right
controls
now, yeah.
everything, right. right? But if he hadn't had the stroke, he would still be drinking at least beer or whatnot, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But like
all day.
Yeah, all day. Yeah.
All day.
Yeah, my mom. I remember my mom would she would set aside like five Miller Lite cans of beer. And then he liked the bloody beers where he would mix Clamato with it. And she would like have that in the freezer too to prep up his like little drinks.
So she enabled him.
Yeah, she basically did. Yeah.
It was, you know, but the way my brother and I survived, yes, through drugs and alcohol, but we also survived through humor, right? I mean, him and I were jokesters. And I think in that aspect, I guess it's a defense mechanism, but we didn't turn out to be like thugs or like, you know, bad people. We have a lot of issues. I mean, I know my brother inside and out. We both have the same kind of issues. But once I got sober, I was able to go, all right, what do I want to do with my life? Mm-hmm. And that's why when I was 23, I tried open mic night at a
club. Yeah, he figured it out early, yeah.
So you started using when you were really young.
Yeah.
Like really young.
Yeah.
And were you old enough to understand that you were abusing something or...
Yeah, I mean, I was molested, I think, when I was 9. And then in Minnesota, we did this thing called Knees to Knees, where all the kids that's in rehab, their parents would come, and everyone would come at one time, and we'd be in like an auditorium, and we'd form a circle. And in the middle of the circle were two chairs. And the like you would be, obviously I'm a patient, mm-hmm. and you would go knees to knees with your dad, right? Mm-hmm. And I told him. I go, and my brother was there, and my mom was there, and I told him, that, you know, when I was 9, I was molested by a guy with Down syndrome, mm-hmm. and my dad goes, he starts laughing, and then my brother started laughing, then my mom started laughing,
oh, no.
and then I started laughing, and we were crying laughing,
oh,
right?
No. Oh,
and they
God.
Thought that we were, like, crazy people, right? Right? But that's our way of coping with, right?
Ooh. You're
like
right.
Crazy shit.
Wow. It's humor.
But did you, but Bobby, did you
Jesus Christ.
Did you ever have a moment though where you actually were able to release it in a different way, like cry it out?
No. I still haven't.
Do you want to do that?
No, I don't
today.
No,
I'm here.
I don't want to do it right now.
Okay, I know. I'm just saying that it's
that so
there's
much repression.
There's
no,
so,
it's no. You guys, now dude, I'm getting combative. I want to get combative.
That's
now.
Fine.
Can I get combative a little bit?
Yeah.
And ahead, I truly dude. Believe this. At the time, right, my brother failed to mention that this guy had candy as well.
Oh yeah, he gave out little Starburst.
Okay. Yeah, and he also had the dipping candy.
I don't fun remember
dip.
That.
Fun dip, right?
Fun dip.
So he—that's how he would lure the kids right to the area with the hustlers and all that stuff, right? Yeah. But the kids would go one time through their life. I went there every day for 3 summers.
What does this mean?
Because all I wanted was the candy.
Okay.
Right. So it's like my thing wasn't about this guy's touching my penis. I had addiction even back then,
to sugar,
to like whatever. Whatever.
I can't believe you're laughing at this.
I'm so sorry, Kate. Right.
This is...
I'm so sorry. It's so inappropriate.
Whatever. No, stop.
These are the guys.
So whatever at that time, it was like candy was my drug.
Right.
And so whatever I have to do to get to my drug fix, so that all being molested wasn't really hurtful to me, I don't think. I think it was just something that I did. It's like when women are heroin addicts and they have sex so that then they can, you know, get money to get their drugs.
Do you know what the, I remember?
I think you're scratching the surface, though, of the depth of molestation. I mean, basically you're saying molestation was cool because you got
funded. I didn't say that. No. Did I say cool?
No, cool with you. Well, you were cool with being molested because as long as you got your fun dip, you were good.
Listen to me, all right? You know, like in Leaving Neverland, did you see it?
Oh, God.
Did you see it?
You guys see it?
I didn't
see
it.
Yes, I did.
So when... You should see it.
I will. Thank you.
But these issues didn't come up for these two boys until they had children of their own.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So who knows? Maybe when I have children of my own one day, and maybe that's one of the reasons why I don't have children. I don't have children.
Right.
Okay? So
because you don't want kids.
No, I love the little guy and people.
No, but maybe that's part of...
Typically, you don't want children. At least that's what we've talked about.
I understand, but what is the root of that?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Well, of course. You're
right.
Is you don't feel like you can protect them.
I'm not yelling at you. I know, but it's your information. It's like you have this way of...
I know, but you're being combative.
No, what is it, Kate?
I said, well, innately, maybe there's a fear that you wouldn't be able to protect your children because you never felt protected. I mean, or that you aren't good enough to protect your own children.
Mm.
You know, all of those kinds of things that if you
I'm nodding in agreement.
I just feel I'm like I don't know.
You're gonna cry?
Yes.
Oh, you're gonna cry.
I feel so like what a terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah. It is terrible.
Oh, she's gonna cry. You made her. You made her.
I know.
Cry.
Please don't though. Okay. Thank you for, you know. So I do feel bad.
What you doing, man? You're making.
I just feel like
it's real.
Good to laugh things out.
I know.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. You know what? You're right. It is terrible.
But you see what you did?
I didn't do anything.
In her own house, man.
I didn't do anything.
In her own freaking house, man. No. This is supposed to be fun, man.
No, it's
here's what I think is bullshit, because I've been with you for 2 years now. We've talked about this. I've said the same things that Katie has said. I haven't cried. Yeah. But you're just more accepting of the things that she is saying. Is it because she's famous or something?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Because yeah, but she's you're not tender.
What?
Yeah, you're rough. She's tender about it.
Okay.
Right? And I believe her. I don't believe you. Yeah, when I look at her, I go, I believe it. Look at her eyes.
Should I cry?
You won't.
Dude, don't you don't have to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't have to cry. Don't cry right now.
Don't do it.
It'll Oliver make it weird, dude. It'll okay. make it weird.
He's a good crier.
I can cry.
Okay, so what's the age difference?
3 years.
3 years?
That's you're like us.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're super close.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's another reason why my brother and I work is because in the Korean custom, the older brother takes care of the siblings. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, my brother, you know, moved to LA. Yeah.
It's just the two of you.
It's just the two of us. Okay. And he literally is like having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically.
You know, I take
care
of him. You know, like he doesn't ever have to worry.
Do you give him money?
I mean, my brother money?
Do you give your brother money?
Yeah, he has. Yeah,
well, I pay for his phone bill and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you, are you cool with that, or do you ever feel guilty about that?
I'm not proud of that. And I'm at a point now where I'm like, dude, like there's no reason for that. That's why like I'm trying to do my own podcast, and like I'm trying to get my own sponsorships, and I'm trying to do music. It's like, yeah. So I don't take pride in that at all. No.
Do you make music?
Yeah, I do.
Like what kind?
I record on like an 8-track, and I make like beats.
My brother's being humble right now. I'll brag for him. Okay,
go.
So he's in a band with, I don't know if you know who David Cho is.
Yeah.
He's the artist,
yeah.
Right? And Money Mark with the Beastie Boys.
Right.
So my brother's in a band with them. He's the lead singer.
Oh, wow.
And they did shows with Diane Ward.
We opened
up for
them.
They also opened for the DJ, what's his name, with the long hair?
Oh, we did. We opened for
Steve Aoki.
Yeah, we did a fashion week in New York.
Oh.
So he's done shows all over the country. Weird show. Been on tour and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Not on a label. I mean, Dave was funding.
But he's a great performer. Like, when they're in LA, I go to the show. He's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I want to check it out.
Right now. Yeah. I like what you're doing. We're in a hiatus right now. Like everyone's kind of doing their own thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's
the thing. I like your tattoos. I just want to say this to anyone watching now that Stevie Lee has some seriously.
Yeah, it's got my brother on my arm.
It actually reminds me a lot.
Is that Bobby?
Yeah, that's my art.
These are who did these tattoos? Are they?
I actually designed this one. I drew this one and then just brought it to the tattoo.
He's got very
Caucasian
eyes,
though. What about your Ewok? What about your Ewok?
Yeah, it's an Ewok, a tape.
Have you gotten Bobby's name yet?
No, I have his Korean name here.
Okay,
it's
BYL, so
his initials Bobby Young Lee, and then Song U in Korean.
Okay, and you
that's
have
awesome.
He has Steve on his arm. On
so now this is that's my so Oliver great. And well, I.
We need to do something.
Want to get a tattoo?
You should do it.
You haven't yet.
And we're trying to figure out what is.
What the family brother family. Sister yeah. situation is.
But do you guys have nicknames or anything like that with each other?
No,
I mean my nickname is Birdie, but it's really only Pa who calls me Birdie.
Nah, we got to figure that out.
But what I know about Oliver and you is that he talks about you so positively. Like, I knew that you guys had such a great relationship just by working with him for 2 years. Aww. Can I say another thing about him?
Yeah. Yes.
Can I say something? Another thing about him that when I did the pilot with him, right, he saved my life.
What?
Because I'm not really. I've been on sitcoms before. I've been in movies, but I don't really. You know, to call myself an actor is crazy, right? Because I'd never really. Taking a class. I don't really know what I'm doing, right? So when I was doing the pilot with him, right? Okay,
No, I was agreeing.
Something.
I, you know, I relate to that personally.
Yeah, I test well.
No,
I'm on
I
the
relate
show,
to that personally. You're reading it the wrong way. You're reading it the wrong way.
All right, all right, all right.
When you say you're not doing the classes, you're not really an actor. Yeah. Like my insecure self feels the same way about me.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I know enough to be in things.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But to do like, you know, I did this movie with Ben Kingsley, right? And like I had lines with him, and I was so petrified. Because I thought he's gonna see right through this fucking shit. Because I don't know what I'm saying, right? But Oliver, on the day of the pilot, he pulled me aside, and you got my head right, bro. You really did. Because there was so many. It was a day where everyone showed up.
Tell me about that day. Like,
well, because I related to him, and that's what I was saying before. Is I feel the same way. My insecure self feels the same way. I knew what he was going through because I've been through the same shit that he was going through.
It was one of those
things
where, like, everyone, all the executives showed up.
Yeah, and
there was 1,000 people like behind Video Village,
right?
And like I'm scared because I hadn't worked in like on a show in 4 years or whatever. So. In my head, I'm like, I can't get fired, you know?
Right.
And then he just got my head wrapped around the idea that it's okay to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We're all human beings, right? Mm-hmm. And then he shared some of his experiences with himself.
Thanks for doing that, man.
Yeah, dude.
Always the best.
Bobby's my man.
Really is.
And Bobby is my man.
Good dude, man.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
Steve. Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Okay.
Is he being real?
I think so, maybe.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
cool.
It's hard to tell when Steve's being honest.
Thank you.
Well, that, like, how he's emoting.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell if he's like telling the truth or it's a very, very aloof.
Do you cry? I mean, do you get emotional?
He has two emotions.
Okay.
Right.
Rage.
You're like no, like, do you ever see the movie Being There?
Oh yeah, it's like one of my favorite movies.
Chauncey Gardner.
Yeah.
But that's an act.
Okay.
But I don't know what TV is.
Right.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
And but his other one. Is pure rage.
Oh.
And so what you're seeing right now is the Chauncey Gardner being there, but what you don't see is the raging bull.
Where does that rage
Does that rage come out on stage?
It comes out in the weirdest
time. You know
what?
That's a good question. The music helps.
Yeah.
Because it's an outlet, you know, but...
I mean, on the Uber ride over here, I almost had to pull over.
Why?
We don't have to get into it.
We're not going
to
get into it.
All right.
But this also brings me to something I know, which is you guys have gotten into physical fights with each other. Do you still get physical with each other?
You know, we haven't had a physical altercation in like many years.
It sounds like Stevie was really the number. He was like, but weren't you the number two wrestler?
I was ranked two in the 90s.
Okay,
so who would win at a fight?
If I set up a mat right now, who would take? He would destroy you.
Yeah, because I'm fat.
He would destroy
Bobby.
You're
strong, though.
Yeah, I am strong, but this dude right here, dude, let me say something. I have the same rage because it's what my dad has, but through years of conditioning. And just practicing, I can talk myself out of those situations pretty 99.9% of the time. If you get me into that red zone, which is so difficult, I might stay in it for 20 minutes, right? But my brother gets there quickly, you know, because he doesn't have...
You know, I'm doing therapy now. I'm working on it.
Are you getting better?
Yeah, I do once a week.
You're getting better.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Do you think that's because of your relationship that you went in?
There's a whole lot. I'm slowly telling him stuff. But yeah, mostly I'm trying to, you know, work on my rage. Yeah. My red zone, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying, but it's not a cure overnight cure.
No, dude. Are you at all envious of his career and success?
No, I'm proud.
100%. There's not an inkling of like, oh, God.
Oliver.
Well, I ask everyone this, because how's that not possible?
I'm like, I'm starting to feel weird about this, too, because Oliver was like, Oliver's like so envious.
I ask this question every podcast.
And every time people are like, no, I'm so proud of my sibling. And I'm like, Oliver, see? Like,
I am proud, too, but in order, but to deny
but
the
like,
fact
not
that,
that
I have, that there's envy.
No, you're like jealous and envious.
You know what?
No,
there might be. How could you not be right? You're right. There might be a little bit.
I like, fuck,
there might
man.
Be a little
like,
bit.
I'm proud of you, but like, fuck, I wish I could
tell him. Tell him the Barry Cat story.
Oh.
Oh, great.
So you know who Barry Katz is? He's a manager. He's a comedy manager, right?
Big comedy manager.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big comedy manager. And I was sitting at the Comedy Store years ago, maybe 12, 14 years ago. And we were in the patio of the Comedy Store, and we're sitting next to each other.
Oh, my
Barry
God.
Barry Katz, big guy, big Jewish man, walks up. Bobby, how are you? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, good, you know. And I go, this is my brother Steve. And Barry Katz said something. This is the worst thing he could have ever fucking said.
Mm-hmm. Could I do it?
Yeah, say it.
So he's like, it was good meeting you. And then he starts walking away and he goes, so what's it like living in your brother's shadow?
Whoa.
Something like that. Jeez.
He didn't say it like that, but he said those words.
Yeah.
Perception.
He said, try to do it in a joke. So what's it like, you know, living, you know, that. And then I looked at my brother's hands and this is what I see.
The rage.
Yeah. For the audience, red. They're bawling.
Zero,
out.
Zero, zero to 100.
Do a fist. Right. Do a fist.
Right.
I had to grab it like this.
Yeah,
no.
That's Allison.
That's Bobby's Allison. Grabbing. Sorry, Allison. Grabbing
Bobby's
Allison.
Grabbing Allison.
My bad. That was too much.
Right? No, it wasn't.
Does it hurt? I'm so sorry. Okay. My bad. But I had to do that. Yeah. You know?
One of my questions I have is, who's the louder sibling? And this is what I'm getting at. I think you're the louder sibling. But then if it's that moment where he goes 1 to 100 in his rage, that he might then be much louder than you ever are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very fair assessment.
Okay.
Yes.
And now, in your family, so was your mom loud too? Okay, so they were both, so both your mom and your dad were quite outspoken and expressive.
Yeah, I mean, my mom is the funny one, although my dad's funny in his own way. My mom is the type of woman to be in a mall and go, I take a nap now. And she'll just lay in the middle of the mall and fall asleep. Like, she doesn't know social, like,
really? Right?
And then, like you know how, like, you go to a mall, there's, like, a pool, like a fountain?
Mm-hmm.
My mom will just take her shoes off and just wait around in the fountain. Like, that's not what it's there for. It's not a pool for your feet, you know what I mean? So my mom is like that. And then she's also just very, every girlfriend that's ever met my mom goes, oh, that's where you get it from.
My situation with Oliver and all my brothers, and excuse my scabs on my feet. It's because I'm athletic and
I wasn't looking at him.
Hurt.
Yeah, you were.
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, because there was like a stigmata thing happening.
Well, you're a feet. You're a feet. You're also a feet guy.
We'll get into that.
Oh, you're a feet guy. Oh my God.
That's why he was,
oh, that's so funny.
I know. He was
funny.
Looking at Kate's feet. Like,
I have good feet.
I love your feet.
Yeah.
But it's not. That wasn't.
No, but.
That was me just being observant.
To girls, yeah.
Okay, so.
He would stare at their feet.
All right. Mm. Fuck, okay, man. All right, man.
Really? Oh, wait, this is so terrible. Yeah. Oh, so you really do have a feet
thing. Yeah, he has a feet thing. He has a personal feet thing.
Oh, it's a real
He's like obsessed
fetish.
With it. Yeah. Like when he was younger, he would have girls spend the night
fetishes.
And then they wouldn't mess around. And then he'd be like repressed. And then he would stay up all night just staring at their feet.
All right.
All right.
Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Do you want, would you like to smell Kate's feet?
Ew. Oliver, I don't want him to smell
I'm not
my
in
feet.
That, I'm not in that kind
this
of
This is yeah. crazy.
No, I'm not like that. What are you fucking making up fetishes for?
Dude, you're not
smell like... the smell. I'm not a smell guy.
Would you like to like caress the tops of her foot? Like
no.
Dude, force him to do it.
Will you just do it?
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna.
Just
I'm not,
rub the top of her foot.
No,
rub the top
not,
of her foot.
Please don't make me do it.
Rub the really, top
I know,
of her
I know my brother. He wants.
He
to
wants
do
to.
It.
I
know. All right, I'm gonna smell her foot.
Do it. Do it.
He wants to.
Do it.
It smells great. It smells like flesh. Yeah. White American flesh.
Did you get that?
I said, what am I doing?
Say you got that. Please.
Okay.
Oh, he's been this is so funny. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. Who makes mom laugh the most?
You.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Mom.
He's accepting it. He's accepting
that. What about dad?
Him.
So, okay. So Bobby's the funny.
He's the funny guy.
He's way more extroverted.
Yeah.
And who do you think is the favorite child? No?
No.
I'm getting a head shake from Bobby.
I'll tell you why I don't think. I think maybe, I don't know.
No, me and mom are real close, man.
What?
Me and mom have grown
I know,
close,
you guys
man.
Are so close.
Because you know what, my dad,
I mean this in like the sibling way, not in like the reality. Like we know our parents all love
right.
us.
Yeah. Yeah, but have you been envious of love? Like me?
No, I've never been. And also, no. When my dad got sick, obviously because of my schedule, you know, I couldn't help in that way, you know, like be physically there. But I sent my brother.
Yeah, I was. My brother doesn't really have a job, right? Dude.
So yeah, my brother would just go out there and stay in Arizona for months at a time.
Dude, my dad, we thought
and
he was
do
die.
All those medical things that my dad needed, like the shit getting pulled out of his ass and all that.
Did you have to do that?
Well, I saw my mom do it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you didn't do it. But
no, but I lifted him up. I did a bunch of stuff.
So you're kind of winning in that department in terms of like dependability. Okay, how do you guys feel about this statistic? Firstborns are generally smarter than the younger siblings, having on average a 3-point IQ advantage over the second sibling.
Sounds better.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's smarter.
No, I'm not.
Well, he's smart in his own way. Like, politically, he knows all about
Donald
Trump.
You know about, like, you know, the lizard aliens.
See, I got a better SAT score than him.
By 10 points.
But if we did...
I mean, I got a 750, got a 760.
No, first of all, that's not what it was.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry.
We basically spelt our name right.
I got an 860, you got an 870.
So...
Yeah.
That's not... Actually, you're still wrong.
We're going to look it up.
You're still wrong. But... I think it's possible that if we took an IQ test, which we probably should, that I probably still would get 10 points higher than you. Maybe you. I'm like with Bobby. I think it's possible you might win that one.
I'm deep. You know what I mean?
Well, deep has nothing to do with IQ. I mean, depth.
Yeah, but IQ. I'm not.
Depth has nothing to do with that. There's emotional intelligence, and there's.
I think I have high emotional intelligence.
Not.
I have a high EQ, an emotional quotient. There's an actual EQ and IQ.
Okay, what's your next
statistic?
Oh, in one of your fights, have you ever made the other one bleed?
Oh my God, so many times.
Okay.
Really?
I figured. If you could do any other job, what would it be? Just snap your fingers. Oh, you don't have to be skilled.
Like, I would love to be like just how my buddy Dave Cho is, just do art and... Do art shows and travel the world, have exhibits. Mm.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
It sounds
experiential.
Awesome.
Do, you know, paint stuff. And
I just got back in.
People will like really recognize it. And they'll appreciate it.
Yeah,
and they'll buy that for $8 million. You know, it's just like, all right, just keep, and then you just create. You keep creating.
I love that.
But that's crazy. You could do that. Like, that's what you're sort of doing.
I know how to draw
a different template. You know,
I could draw. I don't know how to painting paints different.
Yeah, but David Cho was like, David, who's this artist. Was telling my brother, send me paintings. How many paintings did you send him? Drawings? Hundreds, right?
Oh, that was like at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, but
those are like little sketches on little pieces.
Really?
Yeah,
he's got great sketches.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
I do it for fun.
So your brother wants to be an artist if he could have any other job. What about you, Bobby?
Well, that's the thing. I just got back in the Philippines, and what we did was we would take these little boats and go to these, because there's like 9,000 islands around the Philippines.
Was it amazing?
Fucking amazing. Mm. And we would go to an island and there would be like a group of people, like, you know, people that live there, and they would make us food. And there was one island we went to where Kalila was like, you know, this guy's like was just on TV. He's like the best at what they do. And they basically, they get food from, you know, shrimp and all the local things, rice, and they put it beautifully on a table. And everyone... There's no plates. You just eat it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? All share, like a communal kind of a thing. And the best meal I've ever had. So fresh. Mm. And I always thought to myself, I wish I was on an island and I was able to cook things for people and make it my own. You know what I mean? Because this guy was like the shit of what he's... So I always thought maybe that would be a good job.
You could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Childhood crush.
There was a tape at my parents' house. There's a tape at my brother, a cassette tape at my parents' house.
Don't you dare say that right here.
And you could hear my brother as a kid.
Don't do it. Whatever you're thinking about doing, please don't say it.
For 45 minutes, this is what you hear. You push play. I love you, Drew Barrymore. I love you, Drew Barrymore. I love you, Drew Barrymore.
Oh my God.
I love you, Drew Barrymore. I love you, Drew Barrymore. I love you, Drew Barrymore. For 45 minutes. I love you, Drew Barrymore. I love you, Drew Barrymore. So it's Drew Barrymore, I think, with him. Yeah.
Oh
my.
Right. And can I just say this, too? It's Drew Barrymore because this is in the probably early 80s.
When I saw
E.T. So when she was on Firestarter.
No, E.T.
Or E.T. Drew Barrymore.
I was a kid.
She's 3.
But okay, so what was his childhood crush? Do you remember?
Nicole Eggert.
That Oliver is projecting.
That was mine.
He loved
you didn't have one, right?
You didn't have one?
Phoebe Cates. You didn't
I didn't have it. I didn't have any.
You had no...
You know, because in the 80s, I was drinking and doing drugs and all that kind of stuff. And I was doing a lot of gay things back then. That I was just so just lost. So I didn't have the same childhood, like, you know, fantasies. Like Drew Barrymore. Mine was just like out of survival, really.
Right.
Okay, one of these things is, I just think you guys are very open, so something...
Just not move the foot, just put it down. Just don't move it around.
Okay, what physical feature are you most proud of?
Of my own?
Yeah.
Okay, it's hard.
It's a hard question, because I live in this body. I have no idea.
Yeah. I never looked at my body and went, oh, that's the thing.
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
These are more things we got to work on. Guys.
What about the opposite of physical feature? You're just like, this is just a disaster for me.
Have you heard of a hegemonics or a hegemony? Is that the right word?
Homogeny?
It's what the culture shows what a good looking man is through media. And guys like my brother and I were never like, you know, especially Asian males in Hollywood, we're never viewed as a sexual, you know, being. You know, I think now they're slowly doing that, but back in the day, you have to imagine in the 80s, you know, if you were to say, who are your Asian role models in media, right? There's right. Bruce Lee,
right?
And then there's Pat Morita.
Oh, Long Duk Dong.
Long Duk Dong. Right. I mean, you have three options, right?
Right.
So, you know, we have a weird, you know,
like growing up in America.
Yeah, in America. Yeah. I was born here, I'm an American citizen, and I have to say that, you know, my girlfriends have been all been very attractive and sexy, you know, but, you know, but, you know, I've never felt like I was ever like, you know, a good looking guy. I know I'm cute. Mm-hmm. I know I test well.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I do.
You test very
everything
well.
Everything I'm in, I test well.
You test you know very well. And, the audience
I'm
loves
very
you.
Very likable and the audience likes me. But I know that when I go on stage already, I can feel the audience go, we like him. Even as an open micer. Mm-hmm. I could feel that, but that's because I'm sexually non-threatening, right? They always say in stand-up comedy, the worst, you know, the hardest is when you're good-looking.
Okay, really quick. Here's more of a speed round, but we're going to do Would They Choose? But you're going to answer this for your brother. This is Bobby Lee talking about his brother, Steve Lee. Would he choose? Well, I know the answer to this one now. Would he choose the power of invisibility or the power to fight?
My brother would, I think, choose the power of invisibility.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Got one right. Would he live in medieval times as a royal or in future times as a cyborg?
Future times as a cyborg.
Cyborg, yeah.
Can I do him instead of Bobby?
Right?
Nah, I would not want to be infused as a robot into technology.
So you would go back in time in medieval times?
I wouldn't want to be a robot.
So you'd rather be like more Braveheart.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be a robot. That's all I know.
Fantasy or science fiction?
I'm going to say fantasy. But you don't want to be a robot sci-fi?
But there's other aspects of science fiction.
I was just going with the fucking...
Science fiction. I don't want to be a cyborg.
There's a lot of contradictions here. I agree, Bobby.
Yeah. Okay, beach or mountains?
Beach.
Yeah. Thank you. Nice. Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Beatles.
All day, yeah.
Yes. Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
I like them both the same.
Tupac.
I like Tupac. West Coast, yeah. Tupac.
Infinite power or infinite wealth?
Infinite wealth.
I guess they're both relative. Yeah. Okay, I guess you're right.
Unicorn or mermaid?
To make love to?
To be.
Mermaid.
Yeah.
Olive Garden or Red Lobster?
Olive Garden.
Red Lobster.
Have you been?
Wouldn't. pasta, all that olive oil.
I don't like their bread.
All right,
they're known for their bread.
Yeah. Sports car or Escalade?
Any car.
Any car.
Yeah. I'll take a Corolla at this point.
Woodstock '69 or Woodstock '99? I like that one.
That's a good one. '69.
Yeah, LSD.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Is it my brother's turn?
It's your brother's turn. Invisibility or power to fight?
Invisibility.
Okay, what about this? What about invisibility or flying?
Flying.
Yep, you got to say yes.
Yes.
Bobby says yes.
Yes.
Okay, would Bobby like to live in a castle / mansion or a high-rise apartment?
Mansion. Castle, mansion.
Yeah.
appetizer or dessert?
Oh, he's an appetizer.
Yeah.
All day.
All day, every day.
What is like eight?
All day, every day.
Yeah.
Beach or mountains?
Beach?
Yeah.
100%. You said, I'll never come to Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care how many times you invite me. Mm-hmm. You do not want to be a part of the mountains.
I'll never go.
Yeah, I know.
that's a fact.
I know.
I will never go to the mountains.
So you're summer. Okay. Summer or winter?
For him?
Yeah.
Summer.
If he had to lose an arm or a leg, would it be the arm or would it be the leg?
It would be a leg.
Yeah.
Because he does stand up. He could, you know, he needs both hands, I think.
That was a good joke, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he does stand up, he loses a leg. Did you get that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good joke.
Infinite power or infinite wealth?
Power.
Ooh. I like that you guys are different. That's interesting.
I'd go wealth.
Unicorn or mermaid?
Merman. Ew.
Jet ski or wave runner?
Jet ski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know how to jet ski. You need to sit down and just push a button. The wave runner's got to, you got to stand up, and there's a whole situation that goes on.
Headphones or boombox?
Headphones for him.
Sports car, Escalade?
Sports car.
Yep.
And then you? What about you for Woodstock 69 or Woodstock 99?
He would do 69?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's that question. I don't think anyone would pick 99.
Hey, guys, who's the most sensitive?
I think you're more sensitive than I am.
Yeah, I think I'm more sensitive. Yeah.
But I want to say this. I mean, I know we're not ending right now at this very second, but I wanted to kind of express how I really do feel about my brother. Is that I only, honestly, at the end of the day, let's say I died in those chapters in my book, my brother would be half the book. Mm-hmm. You know, he is the only one, aside from my parents and maybe Carlyla, that I truly love from every sense of my being. Mm. Like, for me, it's like, I mean, God forbid anything happened to my brother, I honestly don't know how I would be able to even function in life. Mm. I mean, it would be like, you know, people could die and I would be hurt. But him specifically, it would be so, you know, devastating that I just would not be able to function. You know, I love him more than anything, really. And that's why when we fight, it gets really emotional and gets, you know, combative. But, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's like he's a part of me. You know, we come from the same blood and we come from the same, you know, our parents and him. He's the longest person I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
I knew him from. I'll show you a photo.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's not do this. Right.
I want you to know. Why? I love this.
The photo's right here. I'm going to show you.
We want this photo. Yeah,
Steve, you should start. You got to prepare your side of this right now. So think about the beautiful things that you're going to say to Bobby because he just has some really beautiful.
My brother, when he was born.
I want to do the tarot cards, guys.
And this is me looking at my brother's hand.
Oh my God!
Right, going. You know,
God,
what I mean?
All I ever wanted was for all.
And then that's
to do
me
that
and my brother.
Me.
That's me and Steve. You know,
oh my
right? That's Steve right here. See, me holding my little brother Steve. You know, me and Steve. Like he's my best friend. He's this is in high school. You know, I know what I'm wearing on my head, but like you know what I mean. But so my brother and I, he is from a part of my life.
Mm.
You know, and you know. I will always, at the end of the day, will take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
There's he'll never struggle.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never, you know, that's what it is.
Well,
you know, I mean, that's what it is. Now go ahead, Steve. Tell me.
Go ahead.
I'm
going to
follow that.
I mean, to be honest, like I wish my sister would say something like that to me.
Yeah.
You want me to? I can totally do that, but I'm too emotional. I'll just start crying.
Okay, you could start. You could start it off.
But you have to finish.
Yeah,
but you have to finish.
No, this isn't about us.
Okay, well.
I'll just.
You can try.
I'll tape it about Oliver and then we can add it into.
Right.
I feel the same way, although I'm not good at expressing, you know, like how much you mean to me, you know, and I know I've like. In a way, I've, you know, just kind of haven't been in full gratitude many, you know, for some years as far as how good you are to me and like, I thought, you know, through all this thing, I'm not going to bring his name up, but I thought that you, like, abandoned me, you know, like, as far as, like, when you're in the Philippines. But then when I realized that you were actually, like, fighting for me, I was like, I kind of broke up then, like, as far as, like, oh, my brother, like, I thought that he, like, didn't have my best intentions. I don't want to go into the story, but, like, the whole time he was, like, fighting for me, like, fighting for so I could get my channel back and so I could have, you know what I'm saying? So, but like I realized, like, why did I question that, you know? And so it's one of those things as far as, like, why would I question, like, this is blood, you can't fuck with blood, you know? Like, where, so, you know, him, he's the best brother I could have ever asked for. And I want to get to a point, I appreciate you helping me throughout the years, but, like, I want to get to a point where, you know, like, as far as monetarily, I could be self-supporting as well. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, live off his dime, you know? That's why I'm, like, trying to get these things going, because in a way I feel bad because he's catering towards my parents, and in a way I feel shame because I'm unable to provide that, but, you know, he's doing it, so... What I'm trying to say is, like, yeah, he's probably the best brother anyone could ask for. And I know we fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I mean, I have this is like, he's, you know, that you, blood is blood, you know, you can't, you know, like, no matter who you meet throughout your lifespan, you can never replace that. You know, especially this, you can't replace. There's, you know, I don't care if it's your best friend. It's like blood is. It's a, there's a certain power and bond to that. That's it's everlasting. Yeah. You can't. At least that's the way we were raised. So
yeah, I think a lot of people forget that. Actually.
If you were to give advice to, say, brothers that didn't. Or weren't talking or weren't connecting, or, like, what would that look like? What would that be?
I would just say, man, like, life is too short. Like, we don't know how much time we have on this planet, or tomorrow's never promised. So any day above ground's a good day. You should really cherish the one. I know this one thing you don't do is you don't hold on to resentment. Yeah. Resentment is the thing that eats its own container. Like resentment, it's kind of like you're drinking poison, expecting the other person to die from what you're doing. So that's the main thing that keeps families apart. This is just my opinion, is resentment. And it, you know, that could be coupled with envy and jealousy and all these other aspects. But the main thing, I think, is resentment. I would say to life is short, and you have to swallow your pride. You look at your own inventory, your part in it, and then make up, because life is short. You should, if it's family, you there's no reason why you can't be in touch. Yeah. Unless that person murdered your kids, sure. Or you know what I'm saying, did something horrific that's unforgivable. But
Bobby's like, it was going so well.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Yeah. That resentment is huge.
It's huge.
That will destroy.
It will destroy you.
And it's.
We'll end up drinking and doing drugs, right. If we don't deal with resentment. That's the thing that is our downfall.
Well, you're right. Essentially, so, resentment is suicidal.
Yeah, well, contempt. Yeah. I mean, too, it's a version of contempt.
That was really too, beautiful, you guys. That
I think really you, nice you said you gratitude. Said like, I think yeah, that's just, such a great thing to say.
Oh, about. Yeah.
Did that feel good to hear?
It did, yeah.
Did it?
It felt good, yeah. Because he doesn't, we don't talk, we don't have that kind of.
I know.
I think, yeah, that's, thank you for doing that, because we haven't had that kind of,
yeah,
like. Like that type of interaction in years.
It's not an easy thing to do.
No, especially there's also so much emotion. I mean, you know, they say, and I could get into all the stats and stuff, but like we've spent the most time with each other than anybody in our family. I mean,
yeah.
That's just what it is.
So you guys are super, super close.
And well, no, but most siblings, that is just most siblings.
Just like this.
Yeah. So you guys have spent more time with each other than anybody else.
Yeah.
Your partners, anybody else. And so when you start to actually communicate to that person, like from a real vulnerable place,
You're like, oh my God.
But it's beautiful that you can even say those things. And I'm just learning to, honestly, because it's not easy for me to do what you guys did, to sit across from Kate and just say that openly and honestly without fear, you know. And that's his personal fear of judgment and fear of looking stupid.
Now I'm freaking out because later on tonight I'm going to be like, you did that at Kate Hudson's house. You know, the one that was in Almost Famous? Yeah. Kate Hudson.
Goldie Hawn's mom. It's not an Kurt easy Russell, thing to do.
Snake Plissken. Yeah, that. Like, that whole thing. You did that, Steve. What did you do?
You're going to start.
Yeah, then my head's going to be, it's going to be like a hamster wheel. Like, why did you do it? See, why did
fine.
You do it?
You're doing fine. You're doing great.
All right. We like to go 90s hip hop style.
Uh-huh. Are we freestyling for real right now?
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it as Lil Ray.
All right.
Do you want a Nas vibe? Here we go.
Waiting for the beat. Bulgogi is my meat. Street meat, fleet wheat. Screwing guys with big feet. I don't want to be cool, but I'm the man who's going to crossroads school. I learn, I educate, I go on a few dates. And then I found one girl who I called my mate.
And Lil Ray is here. I got the sharp spear coming through. You need to open up your ear, because I got a lot of fear roaming through my heart. Yes, I start to depart, then I pull apart the parts like a goddamn motor. I don't give a fuck. I got the straight soldier type of mentality in my straight brain. Insane in the brain like I'm Cypress Hill when I got the feel, and I need to chill and I need to not kill. I got the rage streaming through my eyebrows. I keep going because I'm headed towards the clouds. When I look up to the sky, then I look up to the ground. Heaven or hell, yes, I am a damn clown. Profound ricocheting thoughts in my mind state. I'm not claiming that I'm great, but I'm hanging out with Kate Hudson and Ollie.
Yeah. Why'd you cover your eyes?
It helps me think better.
Oh, it does?
Oh, I... That was fun.
We have one more question because there's a charity aspect to this whole thing. So Kate and I have a $10,000 bet. Throughout this season, we are asking our guests, and you have to answer honestly. No feelings are going to get hurt.
Okay.
But after, and the winner, the $10,000 will go to the charity of our choice, okay. of one of ours choice.
Okay.
So after this podcast, throw away all you knowing me and everything else.
Okay.
Who do you like better?
Or who do you, yeah.
Myself or Kate. Just.
But like, or relate, like.
Relate to,
vibe?
Just generally
who
vibe.
Are you vibing with?
Like, you know.
I honestly, Kate.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You kiss ass. Motherfucker.
Can I tell you? It's fine. No, that's what I'm saying. There's no hard feelings.
It was my, my feet.
Yeah. It's not just, it wasn't just the feet, right? It's just that, you know, she seems like somebody that I can trust more.
Okay.
Okay. Like somebody that, like,
fair,
you know,
fair.
Like, there's,
you
like, there's
fucking guy. He's
here's
on
what
a show
I think.
With you.
I think Kate has projected a wonderful motherly figure in
That's
this
why I like
podcast.
Nurturing, yeah.
I think that you have found a mother figure in her. If you wanted to like make love to her feet,
I don't know about likeness, but I have to be honest. I fear you guys both.
Okay,
like, but who do you like the most?
No.
Yeah. I like both of you guys.
No,
I can't. It's hard.
There's no hurting feelings either. It's just it's just an overall.
Well,
vibe.
I gotta be honest. I feel a little bit more comfortable with Oliver.
That's fine.
Yeah. Good.
But it's because I fear you so much because I'm like
I can't go down.
Steve, he's a star too.
No, but I'm not. Yes, yeah,
yeah. But she's a man. Yeah, but yeah.
Again, yeah.
But don't doubt. Yeah, he gets sensitive. So
I just want to say something. I've loved every hour that we've sat here together. I loved meeting you.
This is
I
awesome,
love finally meeting
you. We'll see you again. We're gonna see you again, right?
We're gonna do part two.
For sure. We're bringing in the family psychologist so you guys can have an actual sibling session.
I want to do the tarot cards too.
And we can do a tarot card.
I'll read you.
Yeah.
You know, I think my brother and I. You know, I think it maybe is a cultural thing, being Korean or whatever, but we're very real. I mean, we don't really, if we feel it, we'll say it. And so everything we've talked about is stuff that we feel and we've talked about before. We're not uncomfortable about.
Yeah.
I think that being with you two really was very comfortable because we were a little nervous about how it was going to go, but it went splendidly, and I really enjoyed myself, you know?
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. So thank you for having me.
I have to admit, I was nervous at first, but I'm not nervous right now.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, we're just chilling.
Yeah.
freestyling right. at the end.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson, Oliver Hudson, and Sim Sarna.
Supervising producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.